Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. As you face a new day, a day that has never existed before, can you imagine that? 4,500 years and every day is new. My goodness, since God created this earth, God wants to bless you. That's right. As you face this new day, God wants to bless you. He wants you to have joy, peace, hope, and most of all, the inexpressible comfort of His love. I must admit to you today, it is very cloudy, very somber, and we Coloradoans are not used to those kind of days. We're used to the sunshine. So I had to build myself up. That's what it says in Jude. It says, beloved, building yourselves up. You have to build yourself up when you're kind of down. You know, your behavior is, oh no, another day. You must build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ in eternal life that we're going to spend with Him. I remember Darren saying when he lived in Seattle for 9 years, when he was going to school, and he said, in the mornings I would lift up the shade and then I'd put it back down because it was just always gloomy there, rainy and gloomy. Well, it isn't raining right now, but I have determined in my heart to eat the fat, drink the sweet, share with others, and not grieve, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And we've got to do that, friend. Remember Jude 20, building yourself up in your most holy faith. I love that. I love to know that even when I feel down, my behavior is, oh no, another day, another cloudy day. Even with the Bronco victory yesterday, I mean, they beat the Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles, in the Eagles campground. I'll tell you what, that was good. I didn't even listen to it. They were 14 points down. I said, okay, Lord, here's another loss. And my friend Archie in Kansas had to text me and say, Barbara, they won. And I was shocked. Oh, but it's fun to have friends who let you know what's happening. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. Oh, thank you, Father God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. I'll tell you, a couple of my Bibles, especially the one in the office, is just so worn and tattered. I'm going to have to put it away one of these days and get another one that I have been working on. Oh, praise the Lord. He's so faithful and true. That's His name. In Revelation 19, you can see that on His thigh is faithful and true. Praise God. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And if you'd like to contact us, you can email us at barbara@freedomstreet.org, kimberly@freedomstreet.org, and she is on her way from the panhandle of Oklahoma. She spent the night in Boise City and climbed one of those Gloss Mountains. She loves that territory, so she's she's just been on the move, and she's going to be in later this afternoon. Or if you'd like to email us at hello@freedomstreet.org, you sure are free to do that. And you can listen to the programs after I'm through here. I will put it on the website under the under resources. You can listen to radio shows. You can also listen to Voices of Freedom, which are blogs that we put up there. And this week we're going to try to get that Express newsletter, and we have several months that we're going to put up on the website this week. We will let you know under what. And then under the Freedom Corner, I believe Chris, our webmaster, is working on CDs, on the teaching CDs, so you can go to those instead of ordering them and me sending them by the post office. You can actually listen to them whenever you want to. So it's expanding, it's getting better, and I'm thanking God. We're going to have a really great website that you can enjoy with all updates eventually. So thank you so much for your patience. You have been such a wonderful group of power partners. What would we do without you, without God, you know, just nudging you a little bit every once in a while, saying, you know, you need to give to Call to Freedom. So I'm so grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. Well, tomorrow is the second anniversary of the horrible massacre in Israel 2 years ago. And so I do have an article from ACLJ.org, American Center for Law and Justice. Hamas massacred 1,200 Israelis and seized 251 hostages. And as they're planning and negotiating to get those hostages home, I'm afraid that the death toll has probably gone up above the 1,200, and they only say maybe less than 20 will be living. So hopefully they will send the bodies of those that died. Oh, I just can't imagine. Even in the wake of October 7th massacre, the UN couldn't muster enough votes to condemn Hamas. That same spirit of hate for Israel is what Jews faced in Manchester, UK, on Thursday when terrorists killed 2 and injured 4 more at a synagogue on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. Also, the UK, France, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state, a true betrayal. Ugh. The question for us as Christians, will we stand firm or yield to the lies that Hamas and UN spread while Hamas hides among civilians, uses human shields, and plans its next massacre? It is our sacred duty to defend Israel. The ACLJ is unwavering in its commitment to defend Israel and its people from injustice and eradication efforts. They want Israel gone, off the map, just swept off. We are not going to allow that, because Genesis 12, verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That was the declaration to Abraham as he obeyed God to go to the promised land, to Canaan, which was the promised land for the children of Israel. Our global offices are vigorously defending Israel, delivering UN interventions, affirming its right to self-defense, and filing submission exposing anti-Israel propaganda. But we need your engagement. More than ever, Israel needs you now. Take action with us as we stand for Israel. And you go to ACLJ.org, and you can listen to Jay on a sister station here at Crawford Media. I think it's about 10:30 in the morning. Sign a petition. Go to ACLJ, sign the petition, defend Israel from evil attacks. And you can watch ACLJ's defense of Israel at the UN. And then Representative Ilhan Omar doubled down on her vile comments regarding Charlie Kirk's death, stating he has no legacy to honor. God help her. God help her. It's vile, but it's right in line with her anti-Semitic rhetoric about Israel. Her despicable anti-Semitic tropes provide cover for Hamas and violent radicals on the left. So you can tell she has been voted on as a representative in Congress. So the people that are voting for her are basically people that have moved into the United States of America, and now they are voting. They have voting privileges, and they have voted this person. I can't even call her respectfully. She must face the consequences in Congress and be censured. And sign the petition, censure Republican Ilhan Omar now. And then read Kirk's letter supporting Israel is released, which he was so pro-Israel. God bless him. Oh, what a wonderful life. What a wonderful legacy he has left. So what we do is we cast down and bind those antichrist spirits. When you hear someone speaking and they are anti-Israel, anti-God, anti-Jesus, you cast those down and bind those evil antichrist spirits in Jesus' name. He will do that. And we just need to learn. We need to learn how to do it. Praise God. Well, this week I've got a verse, a scripture from Hosea. I know you read through Hosea and you say, how can you find a scripture from Hosea? Oh, it's really quite difficult to read through. It's about God's love when we're bad. Oh, because I'll tell you, Israel was bad during that time and God just came in. In Hosea 10 verse 12, he said, sow with a view to righteousness. See, as we live here now, we're sowing according to how we believe God's ways will take us out of the pits, out of those mundane days, and lift us up, building up our own faith, building up our righteousness. So with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. It's not time to sit down, friend. It's time to rise up and be bold in your testimony for God. The Passion Translation views Hosea 10:12 as break up the hard fallow ground of your heart. And some of us need our hearts plowed. Yeah, just like my dad went out in the field and plowed, got all that ground up and going and ready to be disked and harrowed and planted. So now's the time to just break up all that stubbornness, all the things that have kept you from really truly being a witness for God and on his side. Well, I don't know about that. Let's get rid of the what ifs. Let's get rid of the, well, I don't know. Let's be crusaders for Jesus Christ. It's time to dig in with God. Break it up. Follow ground of your heart, for it is time to seek Yahweh's favor until he comes to pour out righteousness on you like falling rain. This is the time, folks. This is the time of the falling rain. This is a beautiful verse of scripture right in the middle of the idolatrous lifestyles of the Jewish people. I mean, they were even sacrificing their children, and they were chosen by God. And yet through all this rebellion, you see a heart of mercy and love flowing for all who will open their hearts to hear him. When so many unexpected things happen in life's journey, Jesus is with you every step of the way, even in your disobedience. Yes, he forgave your sins, not present, but future. In Jesus' name, once and for all, you think you can hide anything from God? He sees everything you do. In fact, he sees everything you think. You're his creation. Why shouldn't he be aware of what's happening in your mind and heart? And here is a verse that expresses that. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 tells us, my thoughts are not your thoughts. See, he knows our thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we got to get those thoughts changed, turned around. Yes, the what ifs and the, oh, maybe it's going to happen. Maybe we're all going to go to hell. No, believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Look up 2 Corinthians 5:21. He bore all his sins on the cross that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ. Under his gift of grace to you, he has no thoughts of repayment when you're good and no thoughts of repayment when you're behaving badly. Yeah. I mean, have you ever thought of that? Oh, I'm bad. I mean, God won't even look at me. Yes, he loves you. He loves you. God's ways are much higher than our good or bad behavior. And what makes us think that when we are good, that makes a difference with God? He sees us through the redemptive power and ways of Jesus, his son. When he looks on you, he's seeing Jesus, and he's loving you more and more every day. God doesn't use judgment with punishment if you do not act as you think God wants you to act. Yeah, and you're the one that's thinking, oh, what did I do? What did I do? It's yourself that is condemning yourself. Those thoughts of God's retribution when I did something wrong, that dogged me most of my life. When I did something wrong or thought something wrong or my actions were not according to what I thought they should be, oh, I felt so bad. And God was loving me all the time. It has been such a freeing experience to realize that God loves me no matter what. No matter if I behave the way I think he wants me to behave or to not behave according to whom? Am I making myself judge and jury to the actions that I commit? Am I the one who condemns or approves? No, it's God. We've made ourselves judge and jury, and we've condemned ourselves. And friend, in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnations to those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hosea 2:20 through 24 in the Message tells us, and this is God speaking to Israel, rebellious Israel, disobedient Israel. Yes, I'll marry you, neither leave you nor let you go. You'll know me, God, for who I really am. And when you truly become mine in heart and spirit, on that very same day, I'll answer the sky. The sky will answer the earth. The earth will answer grain and new wine and olive oil. And they'll all answer to my Israel, who is now restored. I mean, everything's going to respond to God's ways and his thoughts. What a glorious day that's going to be. Oh, and I'll plant her in the good earth. I'll have mercy as mercy is needed. I'll say to the nobodies, do you think you're a nobody? God says to the nobodies, you're my dear somebody. Oh, and they will say, you're my God. So there is no one in God's eyes is a nobody. He created you as a somebody special. Oh, praise the Lord. That's Hosea 2:20 through 22. This is God's deep desire for every one of us that he created to belong to us and for us to belong to him. God is providing grace and mercy in every situation that we go through. He provides grace for our failures. He works it out for our bad days. Mercy and grace are there before us as Holy Spirit is guiding us to learn God's ways. I know that I have a lot to learn, and I'm open to that learning, whether it takes a short amount of time or is lengthy in my learning. He is faithful. My Heavenly Father is patient with me, and he's faithful in his love. Oh, praise God. His brilliant idea of his favor and grace, that was his idea, not mine. That was God's idea. And we contributed to nothing to get born again except by an act of our will to believe that Jesus died and rose again for us. God's grace was provided for each and every one of us through Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And John describes Jesus perfectly in John 1:16 and 17. For of his fullness, everything that he is, of his fullness, we have all received. Everything that Jesus said that God had, he had been told by the Father that he should disclose to us, he has told us. And we have received that. Will you receive that today? And grace upon grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. John presents a very well-known story about what we think is sinful and not redeemable and what is covered with God's grace. And you can find that in John 8, verse 3 through 11. And I'm going to read from the Passion. And this is a story that all of us know about. He gives a beautiful example of our sinful state and Jesus' undying love for us. At dawn, Jesus appeared in the temple courts again, and soon all the people gathered around to listen to his words. So he sat down and taught them. Then in the middle of his teaching, remember, all the people are listening, the religious scholars and the Pharisees broke through the crowd and brought a woman who had been caught in the act, in the very act. He pulled her out of bed. Why didn't he bring the man along with her, committing adultery, and made her stand in the middle of everyone? Then they said to Jesus, "Teacher, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Doesn't Moses' law command us to stone to death a woman like this? Tell us, what do you say we should do with her?" They were all testing Jesus because they hoped to trap him with his own words and accuse him of breaking the laws of Moses. But they didn't realize Jesus is God. And Jesus didn't answer them. Instead, he simply bent down and wrote in the dust with his finger. I believe he was just giving him an ignoring glance. And angry, they kept insisting that he answer their questions. So Jesus stood up and looked at them and said, "Let's have the man who has never had a sinful desire throw the first stone at her." And then he bent down over again and wrote some more words in the dust. Upon hearing that, her accusers slowly left the crowd one at a time, beginning with the oldest to the youngest. Yeah, the oldest had more of a history of that kind of lust. With a convicted conscience, they left, until finally Jesus was left alone with a woman still standing there in front of him. So he stood back up and said to her, "Dear woman, where are your accusers? Is there no one here to condemn you?" And if you accuse someone in the Old Testament, especially by the law, it needed to be by two or three witnesses. And looking around, she replied, "I see no one, Lord." She must have had a revelation of Jesus' divinity because she called him Lord, Master. And Jesus said, "Then I certainly don't condemn you either. Go, and from now on, be free from a life of sin." Can you see in this story, Jesus did not say a whole lot of words. It certainly wasn't a moment of Jesus saying, "I got you out of this mess. Stop doing what you're doing." There was no judgment there at all, folks. He was gentle in his approach to the woman. God's grace always seems to startle the religious crowd. Always. When you say something that is counter to the law, they will come at you. But Jesus brought such a wonderful answer because he's the light of the world. He says in the same chapter, "I am light to the world, and those who embrace me will experience life-giving light, and they will never walk in darkness." Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. For a Monday, I am so grateful that we can read the Word of God and get so excited and joyful over what Jesus is doing in our lives. Oh, I couldn't think of another song as important and as beautiful as this song that my John is singing, "How Great Thou Art."
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Throughout the universe displayed, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and when he comes to take us home, what joy shall fill our hearts. Oh, what a blessing to know that someday soon, very soon, very soon, I hope you're ready. I hope you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus. No matter how you feel about yourself, know that God loves you unconditionally. Whether you've been bad or good, oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. None of that anymore. Oh, Romans 8:31 says, so what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, he embraced our condition, coming in flesh, exposing himself to the worst on the earth. Is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? Or who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger like the woman who was caught in adultery? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this moment, sticking up for us. That's our Lord Jesus. He's standing at the right hand of God the Father. He's interceding. He's being mediator. He's negotiating for everything for us. I mean, he's on our side. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There's no way. Not trouble, not hard times, nor hatred, nor hunger, nor homelessness, not bullying, threats, or backstabbing. Oh, friend, read that. Romans 8:31-39. It is a blessing to read what God has planned for us. Just get rid of all those past thoughts. How bad you were. Oh, God doesn't see that anymore. He doesn't. You have been washed. You have been cleansed. And now you're standing with Jesus at the right hand of God the Father. Ephesians 2. We know that we are standing with our Lord Jesus. Oh, it's been so good to be with you. Kimberly is going to be in the studio with me tomorrow, the Lord willing. And we're going to just have a great time this week talking about how much our Heavenly Father loves us. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.